When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Draco the Ruler, fresh out.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling, I don't know how I feel right now.
Right.
I don't feel real.
Because not only did you just get out, you got out unexpectedly, right?
Yes, I did.
You had no idea that when you went in for court that day. We all thought it was going to be weeks and weeks of you going to court.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 8 weeks. It's a long time to be in trial.
And instead you show up and they just had a completely different attitude?
Completely different attitude. I wonder why.
You think it's because Jackie Lacey was voted out like 2 days before?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right.
There's no other reason.
Right. You feel like the whole system was against you when you were in there and everything? That there was
yes, absolutely.
A very specific anti-Draco the Ruler.
Specific. They were real specific.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, what you want to know, Adam?
I'm just fascinated because I know you were in there. You were doing what? What was the longest amount of time you did solitary for?
Well, I went back there again. So I was there for like 18 months. And then they took my privileges again before I went to court. So then they put me back there again. But then we did a writ. Then it went to the appellate court. And then it was like, you know what? We're just going to take the gag order off because we need to rush this trial. Trial date, November 2nd. Election date, November 3rd. Really weird, but I don't know. I guess things changed after that. But yeah, I was there for a long time. I was in the worst place you could be in there.
Right.
2904, solitary confinement. Shit is crazy.
What's it like being in there for months? Like, what does it do to your brain?
It just fuck you up mentally, psychologically. Everything's like, I don't know, it's hard. It'd be hard to like, trust motherfuckers. I'll be like, I don't know. I still kind of be like that. Like, I can't even hear a door close without me turning my head. Like, it's just weird. Like,
right.
That's a lot of crazy shit.
You felt that change taking place in yourself while you were in there for that long?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. It's like the littlest things. It's just, even if you're not a violent person or something, it'll make you like that. Just being down there in that environment. Because everything is so serious. Like, nothing is like, everything is serious, like, no matter what it is.
But when you're not in solitary, when you're like around the other inmates and shit, like, how do you feel about that? Like, you're a guy who, I mean, I see you very much loving your freedom, but I also feel like you're somebody who's very, very comfortable in a street environment.
Oh, and yeah, for sure.
Prison is a little bit second nature to you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a celebrity in there too, so it's like. And most of these niggas I went to school with and shit like that, though. So it's not like nothing like, not like another rapper that would come to jail, like, and PC up and all that. I ain't never did none of that. I know a few people who did, though.
Right.
Yeah.
So you didn't run into too much trouble while you were in there?
No, I didn't.
You told me some crazy stories on the phone when we did tap in.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to get off of that. There's a lot of people in PC in jail that you wouldn't know about.
Right.
Yeah.
So you get out, and what's your mentality? Like, what do you feel like you need to do as soon as you get out of prison after doing a couple of years like that? What's the first thing you do?
I went to the studio. What the fuck? I went to the studio. I did music. I went to go see my son. Just shit like that. Bunch of people that, you know, that wasn't fucking with me started coming around all of a sudden. Like,
really?
Yeah. Typical shit that happens, though, when people get out of jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, because that was one thing that you were pretty upset about at one point when you were really down bad in jail.
Oh, yeah, down bad.
You didn't
really
have much support.
Yeah. Crazy. Shit, crazy.
Because it feels like if it were another rapper of your popularity, but who maybe was a little bit more well-liked by certain people.
Oh, yeah, fuck these niggas. So what?
But you named names at a certain point, and you were really making it clear that you didn't.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Like, I'm out now, so
right.
they didn't stop nothing. I know they didn't want me to get out. It's whatever, though.
You feel like it's like that not only are you not getting support from other rappers in L.A., but that they would rather see you.
They would rather see me there
right.
Because they know. Look what's going on now. the spotlight's on me. You ain't seen nobody post nothing. Ain't nobody drop no songs. Come on, bro. They know. This is what they didn't want. These motherfuckers are scared of me, bro. Fucking weird ass niggas. How many people you seen drop music since I've been on Adam?
It's only been a couple of days.
Exactly.
There has been a lot going on.
Come on. Fuck.
But I mean, a lot has changed. Like when you kind of went,
a lot has changed. Hell yeah, I got 150,000 on my neck. It's a lot changed, Adam. A lot has changed.
And it's crazy because in the vlog that we did going to see Rami downtown back a couple years ago, he was actually showing you that piece halfway made with the cat on
it. Exactly.
So we're really coming full circle here. Mm-hmm. The piece is done, fully iced out around the neck.
Mm-hmm. And my wrist.
Are you thinking about music when you're locked up for that long? Are you freestyling in your head? Are you ever even getting a chance to write anything down?
Yeah, I wrote 209 songs. Oh, all shit. These songs that the fucking Fights Don't Matter, I wrote in jail. Oh, every single song that's on the tape, I wrote in jail.
Really?
Yes, everyone.
Because that's not normally how you're rapping, right? Normally you are going in and punching in?
Yeah, punching in or, you know.
Or just kind of go off the top?
Sometimes I do that too.
But
I began, like, I was getting too high at a point in time. So I just started, like, trying to write shit down because it was too much for me. Like,
right. You sober while you were locked up?
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah. They had Benadryls and shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, that's what people do in jail, Benadryls.
But you weren't smoking cigarettes in jail?
Nope. That's crazy, though, because I wasn't. As soon as I got out, I went right to the store. I was like, damn, I want some cigarettes now after 3 years. It's kind of
really?
Weird.
So you stopped smoking cigarettes in jail?
Stopped three whole years.
And you wanted it?
Yeah. It's just weird.
What kind of cigarettes did you cop when you first got
out? Oh, man, come on, man.
You aren't even the plug? Were you embarrassed to smoke Newports?
Yeah, man, it was like some typical. I was like, damn, man. Like, fuck, I just finished stereotype. I should have bought something else just because. Like,
oh my God! So you what made that? What made Fights Not Don't Matter the first song that you wanted to record?
Because they don't matter.
They do matter in jail, right?
Yeah, but in jail. Not exactly. Out here. Pretty much. So every nigga that been in jail, they know. Like, this is just some shit among like street niggas. Like, we always say that shit. Like, yeah, like, nigga, I'm not fighting no nigga on the streets. In jail, you have to fight. Of course, you have to fight. Mm-hmm. I'm not finna be fighting no nigga 6'12", bro. We're not, and that shit don't matter anyway. Cause you get into a fight with a nigga, okay, he beat you up. And then what happened? What happened? He get killed or something after. Then it's like, huh, did that fight really matter, bro?
Right.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who wins. All right. Doesn't.
You had to fight in jail?
Of course, I had to fight, Adam. Come on, bro.
Hit me with some stories. How'd it go? I can't imagine you just squaring up with somebody. I don't know. You always just seem like you kind of feel like above
it. I don't know, man. I got a cold right here.
Yeah? I like to see that. There ain't no footage of that out there?
It might be. I know the truth.
Right. You felt you gained a little bit of weight in jail or what?
Yeah, but it wasn't as bad. Like, people making it seem like I gained weight. Like, I was way, like, bigger in 2017 when I did the Impatient video and shit. Like, oh. I was like 260 when I came to jail.
I felt like you used to be kind of like lean gut Draco.
Yeah.
And now you're like ramen noodle Draco.
And it's crazy because I don't eat noodles.
Really? What were you eating in there?
That's like for poor people.
Okay.
Ramen noodle spreads and all the hell. No, that's all.
What are you eating there if you're on some baller shit?
I was like, okay, we was making like, see, like we used to be grilling food and shit in there. Mm. Like sometimes we was making gumbo.
Wow.
Like, chili cheese fry, like crazy shit. Like, I don't know.
Mm. What have you been eating out here? You eat a lot?
I don't really be eating like that. That's the crazy part. Like, I eat like when I'm there. Like, we there, it's just like, oh, let's go here. Like, I don't really be eating like that, bro.
Because that was one thing, like, when Shoreline really got on and I started to see them at Ruth Chris and eating fucking crazy steaks and
oh, yeah, nigga, been eating that, though. That's regular. So I don't count
that's
that
something
type of
you
shit.
Do
yeah.
fuck with, though. All
right. Yeah, like, I don't count that. Like.
Can we get the noise off on your phone? I don't know how we.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sorry. But, yeah, so that's one thing that's really unfortunate is that since you were last on the streets, Greedo got locked up.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Free Greedo.
Yeah, Free Greedo. Do you
he ain't do nothing wrong.
Did you manage to talk to him at all while you were locked up? Or
yeah, I talked
that
to
him
a couple of
going?
Times. I talked to him a couple of times. But he said he don't like getting on the phone with me because I get him in trouble.
For real? What, you get him amped up?
No, he just, I don't know. Like, last time he said I talked to him on the phone and I don't know. They was talking about, you're on the phone with another inmate in jail and all this. And
oh, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, and I guess out there you're not supposed to do it. I don't fucking know.
Crazy. Yeah, but that's now we got to get him home.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We weren't really, I'm going to be real with you, like, it's not like we gave up hope, but some people that I know who know a bit about more about the prison system and shit, they kind of told me, don't be too optimistic about that Draco case because they're really trying to fuck him right now, yeah. And it might not be good.
Yeah, of course. The only reason I'm probably home is because Jackie Lacey lost. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
And my lawyers, but like.
Definitely.
Come on, they've been like, it was kind of past having a good lawyer at that point. Like,
right.
I had three lawyers. Like.
Because John, the one who came on the podcast, he's somebody who's like really, really had your back throughout this whole thing, right?
Yeah, he's a good lawyer too.
Yeah. Looking out for you and shit. What about Jeff Weiss too? I feel like,
oh, that's my boy, man. He's a cool dude.
It's crazy
there all the way.
Because even like the video that I made about you and shit, I wouldn't have been able to make that video if it wasn't for Jeff all this reporting and shit. Like, he really, the amount of time that shit takes to put together that much information about somebody who, you know, there's not that much local news and reporting these days.
Exactly.
Right. So yeah, that's he's just done a huge service to the community with all that shit. And I mean, another thing that in terms of people showing you love, like I thought it was really dope that Shoreline had you on your album and shit.
Oh yeah, my boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of sucks seeing them break up though, right?
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
You think you could bring them back together?
I don't know. I might.
It's a possibility, right? So all the Stink Team is free basically at this point, besides a couple?
Yeah, besides Young Bull and
Bambino. Right.
And my cousin Roz. But
when Ralphie got let out a couple months ago, were you looking at that just thinking like, do you think that there was a chance that you were going to be out soon, or were you too fucking detached from?
I mean, I knew I was going to get out. I just didn't think it was going to be like this. I knew they were going to try to make it hard for me. I was going to have to go to trial. I never thought that it was just going to be like, oh yeah, man, you know what? You can go home today. Like,
right.
It was kind of like, it was kind of weird. I ain't trusted. Like,
definitely. Are you trying to, like okay, what did prison change about you in terms of your outlook on how you want to live your life right now? Was there anything that sort of changed while you were doing that time?
I mean, basically, I just was like, I don't like all that, like, trying to, like, ride around and drive around and 100,000 cars in the hood and pull up on people I know and places where the police, like, just are hot at, like, I was just like, that shit don't matter to me no more. Like, I already know what I got. Like, I don't have to do that. I don't have to, like, prove nothing to nobody. Like, I've been from the streets. I grew up in the streets. Like, it's not nothing. Like, at the end of the day, all these niggas do is hate anyway. Like, I told myself I wasn't fucking around. I'm not coming around these niggas.
Right, because, I mean, you're hot right now in terms of, like, the cops. We know the cops aren't going to just magically start liking you.
They're not.
Right. I mean, that's what I think everybody who gives a fuck about you is hoping, is just that you can manage to be a little bit low-key this time around.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. Coronavirus might make it easy, though.
Yeah, for sure. That
might help you out. Okay, so what's the whole plan? Oh, actually, no. What I wanted to ask you about was you already had a fucking scandal since you got out. And I wanted to let you know that this scandal is how I know that I really fuck with you.
Yeah.
Because as soon as we found out, I immediately said to the group chat, don't post that. We got to talk to him. And I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? If that was the case, that wouldn't change how I feel about you.
Yeah, and
no, I'm not saying it is the case, but I'm just saying, you know. Okay, but so let's explain what happened here. You're on FaceTime with your aunt.
Yeah, I was on FaceTime with my auntie. I just got out of court like what, 30 minutes ago, an hour ago or something.
That was fresh out of prison.
Yeah, I was fresh out of jail.
Right.
And then I was fucking my fucking lawyer. See, this is where it's gonna come a problem again because. This is the same thing that happened. Like, my lawyer basically was like, he was like following us and shit. And my auntie, like, man, like, he just keep following us. Like, you gotta tell him something. Like, so I guess, like, she was talking to my other lawyer and telling him, like, yeah, man, I told him, like, yeah, I dropped him off, go get some pussy. But she kept repeating it, like, you said what? Then I don't know. She said something else. Like,
she switched it up and said something about getting some dick.
Yeah, that shit went that kind of fast. And then I'm like, hey, this nigga, like, basically, I hung the phone call. I'm like, he watching this shit. He watch everything I do. Like, so it's like, I hung the phone up. But like, at the end of the day, I don't know. Come on, bro. Like, I gotta explain nothing to no nigga at the end of the day.
Hey, that's good though. The fact that people are even looking to clip this sort of thing and create a narrative. That's why
it's funny. I was like, damn, bro, I must really like be famous now. Like, it's crazy. Like, I was like, all the good shit, but I'm like, man, when they start saying bad shit, that's when you know you're there.
That's really like a Kardashian. They want to like come up with a story about you and shit.
Yeah, they want to come up with a story. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, because like there was no way I could possibly be gay, bro. You can't even be housed in the same module. Like, it's politics in jail, bro. So like,
right.
They like, come on, bro. I mean, I would have to be like PC or something, bro, because they housed them over there, like with the people like Soulja Boy and shit that was over there.
Mm.
But yeah, that's a whole other story.
So Soulja Boy was in PC.
Yes, he was in PC.
You seen him in there?
I seen him in there.
What do you think of that?
I think that's kind of weird that you in PC, but you got my name and you putting Big on my name and you was in a PC module. Don't, like, that's weird to me, bro. Like, and then on top of that, he was dick riding. So it's just kind of weird. Like, oh, Draco, I fuck with you. Like, I'm like, yeah. The police is like, you know where he at? I'm like, yeah, he's in 3300 on the PC.
So right. But if you're as famous as him.
It doesn't matter.
You don't.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
It doesn't matter.
I feel like if I'm Soulja Boy, I'm not trying to be around everybody.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You don't respect that?
It doesn't matter. It's a lot of niggas that was mainline. Like, it's just famous people that was on the mainline. Like, the fuck?
You were told me that you were, like, across the hallway from the dudes who killed Pop Smoke, and that they were just regular guys in there.
Yeah, it was regular. It was my neighbor.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was just...
It was young as shit, too.
Right. Is that kind of crazy? Like, there's so many people in there who are involved with high-profile things? Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of people. It's like, there's so many people in jail. Like, the only reason I guess you would be in PC, like some most people, like, if you're a sex offender or something, there's no way you could walk the main line or something. Mm. But if you're a regular person, they give you a choice. It's like me. They're like, oh, do you want to go to high power or do you want to go to the main line? I want to go to the main line. Well, why would you want to go to high power in the first place? You get chained up everywhere you go. Like, it's just weird. Like, you sit in a fucking cage. Like, that's like, it's already some PC shit in general. Right. But it's not PC. But when you choose to go, like, I want to go over there. Then it's like, nah, bro, I can't respect that shit.
Uh-huh.
Especially all them guns. And then you, like, putting my name in your fucking, like, it's just weird, bro. Like, it's weird. And he knows who I am, so it's just kind of weird, too. Like, it's like, right after I went to jail, it's like, ah, Big Draco. But then his videos of you listening to Impatient, singing it word for word, it's just kind of weird to me, like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't really give a shit if he's a fan?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I respect that about you. That you like most rappers are really happy to get any kind of recognition from a more famous rapper.
I
respect the fact that you don't give a shit.
I grew up in the street, so like,
yeah.
I grew up around people with money. I had money, so it's like when we go to the club and shit, it's like, all right, he's famous, but we threw more money to him tonight. So what? Mm-hmm. That shit don't impress us, like, because then it comes to, all right, you famous, you got money, and then you come to jail. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes to jail. Now you're on the PC side. It's like, damn, bro, what happened? I really fucked with your music. Like, what happened to all that killer shit and all that shit, bro?
As a rapper, it's tough to, tough to stay.
And I'm not any of that. I'm just,
right.
For the record, I'm not any of that.
Definitely. Are there any, like, if it, could you imagine getting hit up by like a bigger rapper and actually wanting to work with them at this point, or is that just not even what you're interested in?
There's a couple people that I would work with, but I'm not just like, no, oh my god, this person hit me up. Like, no.
It's got to be like a real connection or real, like, respect.
Yeah, and it got to be somebody I actually like, okay, like I can feel this person's music. It's just like, I don't know.
Who do you even fuck with like that? I don't feel like you listen to anybody besides yourself.
I do listen to myself. I listen to my brother. I listen to, I don't know. I like little baby shit.
Yeah.
I like a lot of people's shit. I like Gunna shit. I like Money Man. I like a lot of Detroit people too, though.
Yeah. Rio, the young OG.
Yeah.
You know, if we get you on a song with him,
yeah,
I might never listen to anything ever again.
Yeah, I'll do a tape with that nigga. That's all we do is talk shit all day. Okay. So, yeah.
See, now it's got to happen. That would be a movie.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta let us shoot the video too, though. He's about to be out here. I'm gonna line a play up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There you go.
A&R
line some more plays up.
There we go. A&R Adam in the building, man. So, damn though, like, so do you feel like really determined, like you're gonna actually make the? Because that's what really sucked about you being locked up for those years, that you felt like Draco was being robbed of the momentum that you had been building up. Because we had seen your career go up. And then get locked up. Stop. Go up. Keep building up. And then boom, you're back locked up.
It happens all the time, though. I just get bigger and bigger every time I go to jail.
Right.
That happens. My brother said I should start dropping albums, because every time I drop a mixtape, I come to jail. So maybe, I don't know.
This is a depressing thing to go on Apple Music and just see Cold Devil at the, as the most recent release for years.
Yeah.
And to just have to keep listening to the same tape. Yeah. That was kind of unfortunate, you know?
I'm going to top that one for sure.
But you did, you actually made a lot of noise for from your jail verses, which normally people don't seem like they really give a fuck about, but yeah, you managed to make it sound pretty
it's
good.
Crazy.
And people were actually really fucking with it, like getting good reviews and pitchforks.
Yeah, that's
what I
was saying.
I got
8.5 on Pitchfork. I got more than Cold Devil. I was like, what the fuck?
And most of these people are recording in studios. Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. All right, so we asked about the fucking scandal.
The scandal. There was nothing in, to begin with in the first place.
I think that the fucking reason why that took off, though, was because the image of you going like this to turn the live off.
This weird-ass motherfucker.
That was so funny.
Bro, because he watched everything I do, bro. So it's like, we on the phone, he talking about some, yeah, I'm right behind you guys. Where we going to go eat tonight? And I'm like, this motherfucker watching it live right now. Right. She on the phone talking to somebody else, and we going somewhere totally different. He just on the phone, like, watching me. Like, these motherfuckers lying.
Right.
Fucking John.
What is your attitude on people who want to do something to you at this point out here in the streets? Like what is your attitude on people potentially being on social media saying that they want something bad to happen to you? How you
like
feel
going
about
back
that?
And forth doing police shit or like
that?
Like,
oh, not even that. Just people basically acting like they want to hurt you on
doing
social
police
media.
Shit.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care. They've been wanting to hurt me for a long time, bro. So. It's not nothing new. It's like it's been 4 years, bro. Get over it. Like that's how I feel.
Mm.
Like, but it's not about it. People been not liking me, bro. Like people feel like I always say, I talk shit, bro. But that's what I do. If the shoe fits, wear it, nigga. I'm not basically going out there saying, nigga, you did. And this song is for you, and this song is for you. But nigga, like most niggas, they can't relate to the shit I talk about, so they feel like I'm talking about them. Mm. That's not my fault, bro. Like, fuck them niggas. It don't even matter. A broke nigga opinion don't even matter to me anyway. Like, fuck, I don't.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, these niggas is broke. And what are they going to say? Like, oh, well, you don't know. You ain't been through all I've been through, bro. I fought the death penalty, bro. So I don't want to hear that shit, that crying and whining shit, bro. And I still had fame and all that shit, bro. So nobody can hit me with nothing. I done been places that people ain't never been. Mm. I done seen shit that people ain't never seen, bro. Like, so all that sympathetic shit and all that, and you don't know my situation and all that. I done been there, bro. I was here. Not too many rappers posting my case, bro. I know the truth. They wanted me to be in here. It's a nice, a lot of people that did, but most of those rappers were from out of town.
Mm.
It's a lot of people, and most of the people that did post my case or something, it was people that were like under me that like got on off of my shit or like that just genuinely fuck with me and they just felt like all these old niggas was hating on me.
Right.
I'm older now though, so I guess.
I mean
I'm considered an old nigga now.
Well, it's crazy because I feel like you getting locked up kind of opened the door for a bunch of people.
People should thank me. They made millions of dollars and able to take care of their kids off of my shit, off of my hard work while I was sitting in jail. Worried about if I'm a fucking get life or life without parole,
right?
Or the death penalty.
But it opened the door for all these people who are clearly influenced by your raps.
And but it's like
to get on.
It's that too. And it's kind of weird because some people like, but then I get it because like the people that you know that got on and all that, that like they rap like me so much, like they start to think that they're me. So they get the attitude that I got, like, oh yeah, like I get the cocky attitude. But that's my attitude, bro. You got that from me, bro. You got that from watching my videos, bro. Like, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't be hating on nobody, but just like, it's my shit though, bro. Like, just acknowledge it. You don't have to be like, oh, big bro, I love you and all this other shit. But just like, yeah, bro, like, you know, I start rapping because of him, or you know, I felt that, you know, that's different. Like, I don't know, but you know, people, they just, I don't know. I don't know what they think. I haven't heard a peep out of nobody since I've been out of jail, though.
Right.
All those same people.
Do you think that, I don't know, you think shit's going to change this time around? Like, are you ready to do more of the, there's an extent to which I understand that you're an asshole and you're a grouch and you like it that way, but are you in certain ways, like, do you want to sign a deal? Do you want to be going and doing these radio interviews? Do you want to fucking be a little bit more social and friendly with motherfuckers? Or are you?
I am friendly, though. I'm friendly, though.
You fuck with me. You've always been crazy cool to me, but it just doesn't seem like you are eager to let people into your comfort zone.
I mean, look what happened to us, Adam. No, we all went to fucking jail, bro. Right. All of us, bro. I just don't understand is that I probably won't be like open and friendly like that because look, you seen what happened to us, bro. It was like 15 of us, bro. Mm. We're all rappers, bro. How the fuck did we all get indicted for fucking rap videos with guns and shit? But these motherfuckers out here be all day blooding and cousin, rags in their videos, talking about how they shoot people and all the time. Nah, don't none of these people come to jail, bro. Like that's kind of that's weird to me, bro. Mm. So I don't think I would be open to just having people around, bro, because they don't have the same they don't have the same intent that we do, bro. Like they ain't been to places we've been, but everybody's a thug, everybody's this. Right. And I even tried to warn people. I told people on Twitter all that all the time. If you think that you can't get arrested for having guns in your videos, you can. If you think that this would do whoop, and people still do shit. And I'm just wondering like how these people don't come to jail, so I don't it's weird.
Are you not gonna put that kind of stuff in your videos anymore?
No. I wasn't doing it when I got out the first time. Yeah. Like so
it's just too much.
Yeah. I'm like, if you see a gun in my video, it's not real. It's gonna be a prop gun or something.
Right.
Yeah. It's gonna be a script or something.
Respect. No, yeah, that's smart. Yeah. I don't know. It's been wild just having you locked up for all these years. It's kind of surreal to see you back in the field, but I mean it's crazy too to say. I was thinking for a minute it might be a Draco clone. Like they had the Gucci Mane clone, but I kept looking. I'm like, nah, you know that is him. He just been having some ramen noodles. Oh
yeah, he looks like yeah.
Because I mean, a couple of years can really change how somebody fucking looks, you know.
Yeah. I have a lot of tattoos now.
You do.
Yeah.
But you didn't have almost any before, or
nah, I had some. Like I've been having my head tattooed and shit, but
right.
Like I didn't have any tattoos. I got bored in jail, and it's just like
you got the rollie put on you last night.
Yeah, I already had it though. I just went over it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a Cartier watch though. I just
right. You got it tatted just to cover it up, huh?
Yeah, it was reminding me. I had to think about the past and then all this other shit, like just good old days and shit. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna tat this on me.
Let me ask you this. How do you feel about people who might have snitched on you? Or how do you feel about, like, has that changed you? Seeing somebody not live up to the code that you would want the people around you to live up to?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. Like, people don't live by the code no more anyway. Like the code been and went out the window. Like, I'm not saying that's cool, but it's just like, it's not a surprise no more. Like, I mean, like, I seen 6ix9ine get out of jail and people were taking up for the nigga.
Right.
Like, oh my God, what would you do in a situation? Like shit like that, bro. Like, I seen all type of people like do stuff, bro. Like, I got out of jail. This motherfuckers is wearing masks and shit. Like, it's just weird, bro. Like, it's a whole different world now. Like,
right.
So you gotta know what to expect. It's not like nothing new. People been telling. Like, people are just more out with it now because they know, like, oh, I got the police behind me. And if he says something, I'm just gonna send the police his Instagram post or shit like that, bro. Like, oh, no, I don't feel no type of way about nobody. Fuck snitches, though, but
for sure. Yeah, that's, I don't know. It's crazy to have you back. I'm just excited. When do you think you're going to drop this project that you're working on?
I mean, I was trying to drop it this week, bro, but I'm waiting for people to send back their fucking verses, bro. Like, you know, so maybe next week by the latest. I'm already done with it. I just got a couple features I need them to send back. Other than that, I'm done with it.
Right. Yeah. You got more jewelry plans, or are you good for a little bit?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not good.
I'm not good.
I'm going to keep doing shit because they don't understand. I've been in jail, bro. Like I said, bro, 3 years, bro, fighting the death penalty, bro. Like, fighting life twice, bro, for some shit that I didn't even fucking do, bro, and I got acquitted of, bro. So, and I was down and out, bro. Nobody was fucking with me. Nobody was posting my shit, bro. So I'm going to keep fucking shit over, bro, until these motherfuckers get the point. And then when they get the point and say, Draco, all right, I'm sorry, we get it. I'm going to keep fucking shit over again, bro, because they don't get it.
Right.
They haven't been where I've been. Nobody haven't. The charges I fucking fought, bro, I don't know a rapper. Nobody. Not one person, bro. Like, I didn't see people fight some shit. Like I thought Lil Boosie had me beat. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. I had one murder, one conspiracy commit murder, 5 attempted murders. I think I made history.
Right.
But hey, that doesn't mean nothing. I'm just saying.
But like, is that shit crazy for you to have? What do they do? The gang.
Yeah, the gang conspiracy.
The gang
like,
enhancement.
And I tried
shit,
to
yeah.
warn people. And as soon as I tried to warn people about it, they shut me up. Like, huh, gag order. You can't talk about nothing no more. Like they even threatened to delete my Instagram and Twitter, bro. Like, It was crazy. Like,
just because you were speaking out during...
Speaking out, yeah, about the gang. Because nobody knows about this fucking law. Like, it been there for like 20-something fucking years, bro. Nobody knows right. about the shit, bro. Criminal, street gang, conspiracy, 182.5. They said that... They was trying to say that me having bitches and money and shit like that was like... That's a part of the gang life. Mm. And like... And that's how I could benefit from a murder that I was acquitted of and didn't do. Like,
right, because that was the thing that really took me back when I was really investigating your case. And I'm like, oh, so they don't even think that he shot somebody. No, they don't even think that he ordered somebody to shoot somebody. They think that he basically created an environment in which it was kind of inevitable that somebody would get inevitable, shot. And I'm like, how is that?
A shooting that I didn't know about. How is that going to happen? Like, how is it going to be inevitable?
Right.
It's just weird. And then it's like, this is the thing, though. They try to say any felonious crime. So they were trying to allege that my brother ought to commit burglaries. Right. So they're saying since a murder happened, and I know about felonious crimes and criminal activity, that they could prove, if they could prove that I know about my brother or whatever, people allegedly commit burglaries, that they could find me guilty of murder for knowing people that commit burglaries and shit, bro. Like, come on, bro. But that's the law, though. They need to take that shit off, bro. That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
They was using me as an example, though, because if they would have got me, then they would have started using it on everybody else, and people would have been like, you can't do that. And they'd be like, look at the Caldwell case. He had money. He had followers. He had fame. And the judge and the case law, and I know how they do that shit, bro.
But when you took the plea deal, is that basically closed the door on you being able to sue the city for
basically, that's probably what it was, yeah. I mean, I wasn't really going to sue him anyway. I don't really care, bro. I was ready to get the fuck out of there. I ain't sue him for what? I don't need their money. I don't.
Yeah. Probably a waste of time. It was going to take fucking forever.
Yeah. Then they were just going to come at me and start putting snitches and people around me. And all of a sudden, now I'm in jail for a gun or some shit. Like, it's just weird old shit. Like,
right.
Shooting at a show and they try to blame me for it just so they don't have to pay me out. I know how this shit go. Like,
right.
I'm not trying to be like no, I'm a street nigga, bro. I'm not trying to be Malcolm X or no shit like that, bro. Martin Luther King. I just is trying to like let niggas know what's going on.
Yeah.
And niggas still didn't care. Shout out to all them people who signed that petition, though. I just, even though like I still got out, though. It might have worked.
Yeah, because that was one thing you said at a certain point is that it wasn't the rappers. It was like the white kids, the fans and shit who actually listened to your shit that were rooting for you.
Yeah. It was a couple rappers, though. Like, that was always there, like All Black, old Jeezy.
Shout out All Black. Yeah,
that's my boy. All Black, old Jeezy. Like One Take, Bravo on them.
Right.
Like the people, like the younger people that's under like my type of wave anyway, so it would make sense. But even RJ posted me. Like.
Yeah, shout out RJ.
Yeah.
That's all water under the bridge nowadays, right?
Yeah, that's not, I'll do some shit with him. But,
you let him out the trunk? Shout out RJ. Just kidding.
I can't believe they really passed that shit in my trial.
I know, like, isn't that insane? Right, that's such like a vague rap diss that like clearly you weren't being literal about, and they tried to make that out like it was a whole thing.
And it's crazy because it's like, that's why I was trying to explain to people, like, don't say certain things, bro. Like, come on, look at that, bro. I said I had a nigga in the trunk that wasn't in the trunk, bro, and they played it at court, like. But people think like, oh yeah, I can't do that. Like, he had to do something else until it happens to them. Then they're like, oh bro, I don't want to cry about it. I've been trying to warn people.
Mm.
Like, I'm not the only person they did this to, but they just came at me harder than everybody else. Like,
right. Yeah, shit was fucked up. All right. Well, hey man, city is fucking thankful to have you back, or at least anyone who cares about good music.
Exactly.
I'm excited, man. Mm-hmm. Thanks. I don't know. You got any words for the people?
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm back. I'm finna fuck everything over. Like, I don't have no sympathy for nobody. If people thought that I was gonna get out and be like humble and be, after all this shit I've been through, why get out and try to change now? It's no point. Like, if I got out and tried to change, the motherfuckers be like, oh, that's not the same Draco. Fuck that. I'm not listening to that shit. I know how it is. I'm not gonna get out rapping about jail all day because nobody wants to hear that shit. This tape probably finna drop next week. We know the truth because we do know the truth. Free the homies, free Kills, free Rozzy, free Nutty, free everybody in there, man. I've been there. I made it for all of us. I'm out. So everybody gonna be straight. And oh yeah, fuck these niggas.
Could you imagine leaving LA?
Yeah, I'm not gonna stay out here. What the fuck?
Okay.
That'd be dumb as fuck.
Yeah, because you're somebody who's like always been here, but it also feels yeah. like you don't really give a fuck about other people. So you yeah. might be a good person to sort of like move away yeah. a bit and sort of yeah. have some space between you and the urban yeah. environment.
Yeah, like after Nipsey died, I was just like, that was the only like hope I had. Like, okay, you could come back and like be here sometimes. But after that shit, I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
Right. Like,
That's how.
Damn, because last time we did the interview was before Nip passed, huh?
Yeah, I seen it on TV.
So we never.
I can't believe this shit.
Yeah, wait, were you locked up when that happened?
I was locked up.
God damn.
Yeah, shit was crazy, huh?
So that sort of really let you know that nobody's safe.
Yeah, because
safe
I was the only person that people always be like, look at Nip. Like, he comes to mm-hmm. that. Like, he still comes. And then after that shit, it was like nobody can really say that. Like, who comes? Like, over here no more. Nobody really. So that shit kind of had me like, nah, I'm straight. Like, ain't no reason for me to keep coming anyway. It's not nothing over there, but like I there's nothing over there but trouble. I made a pit stop at the store and came to jail. Like,
yeah,
to get some cigarettes, bro. Like,
but then, but you hit a burner behind the granola bars or some
what
shit,
you
right?
Talking about, Adam, that never happened. What are you talking about?
That's what I read.
Man,
tuck the burner behind the granola bars.
Yeah, that never happened, man. That sounded like entrapment or something.
Hey, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a
happened.
Good spot for it though. The granola bars.
Nope.
What was it? The Lucky Charms or something?
No, listen to him. He's lying.
All right, Draco, keep hitting him, man. We just need more music. We gotta fill up that whole iTunes shit again.
Don't worry about it. I gotta do the whole thank you and GTO shit over again anyway, because people like Grand Theft Auto a lot. So
you're gonna redo the shit you did in jail?
Yeah.
Oh, that's smart. You could do that shit in 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
It's a lot of songs too, so people won't be complaining.
Damn, that's a great idea.
I mean, I did that Bet You Over anyway, and that shit was 6 minutes.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of shit to do.
Flood them. Flood the streets.
Yeah.
Draco the Ruler, my man. Appreciate you, G. Much love.
Yeah.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.
I know the truth.
Free Greedo.
That part. Ow.